And today we're going to spend time talking about the Erickson Public Library, joined in studio by Mr. Z, Zach Steer.
Hello.
Hello. I know it's an early morning for you. So. Well, no, you already loaded up on puppets. We'll talk about that.
I sure did.
And on the phone today, we've got Candy Nelk and Rhonda Kelly. Thanks, ladies. We are all set to get started. And you guys are going to be closed tomorrow.
We are going to be closed tomorrow, but we'll be reopening on Saturday. So, yeah.
It's just the spring holiday.
The spring holiday. Yep. So we want to do that.
We'll get that done, and then away we go for April. Mm-hmm. So, what's been happening so far, March? You've been busy. It sounds like you had some pretty good turnouts for events and things.
Yeah, in the children's department, we continue. I was really excited yesterday because I'm starting to see new generation of families coming in, discovering the library and getting library cards, you know, signing up for like 1,000 books before kindergarten programs. So we had a really good turnout. And in this month in particular, we are getting ready for that eclipse that's coming on Monday, April 8th. So we had our eclipse program on this Tuesday, the Iowa State NASA's consortium, mm-hmm. and our NASA ambassador Daniel Hoy, they came, provided programs, taught us a whole bunch of stuff about outer space and the eclipse, and then our friends at the Space Institute gave us a whole bunch of eclipse glasses. So we have, if you don't have eclipse glasses, please stop by.
Come to the library.
Yeah. I will say, you know, we're not in the greatest path for, you know, to see, but we're, you know, in enough, you know, to have that experience. But even if you're, you know, having to drive and you're going to have that experience, you can just stop by and get enough pairs for your family as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, very good. Outreaches continue to, you know, climb, good. And we're getting ready to make that turning point because come May we start, you know, transitioning to talk about summer. So
we do. Yeah. Coming up in April, what are you looking at? What's going on for the children's department?
So in the children's department, you know, we'll continue to have story times on Wednesday and Thursday. I will say I will be at the STEM Fest next
April
Saturday
6th.
On April 6th. So come stop by and I'll have, you know, outer space stuff because I'll be a couple days before the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm really excited to announce that the library has an equity-based group called Activating Community Voices, and it's a group that's made up of amazing stakeholders, and our goal is to help build programs around areas of equity. So mental health is an important one for us. So May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and to get us, you know, prepared for that, we have a couple things going on. We are starting to facilitate a project called the Wisdom Corridor Project. This project really offers an opportunity for anyone to provide a life lesson or a piece of wisdom and share that with the community. So we have businesses that are involved, non-for-profits, education. And so at the library, you can stop by and write a life lesson in our Wisdom Corridor box. Or like I said, and you know, there's several businesses mm-hmm. in town that are participating in this. On Tuesday, April 9th, at 6 p.m., we're having a program that we're calling Let's Get Messy at the Library. And we are excited about this because Navab Monterey, who's an amazing local artist and volunteer, is helping to provide, you know, different mediums of art where families can come in and make creations and share wisdom and life lessons. And then once those are all done, we're going to put them on our May Story Walk, for our May Story Walk, as well as part of the mm-hmm. Wisdom Project. So lots going on in that particular, with that particular project as well. I will say that week of the 8th is National Library Week. So come to
the library
anytime, but definitely that week we celebrate libraries and all the stuff that we continue to do. So we will have our Music and Movement program on the 12th as well as the 26th. And there is another Family Fund on the 23rd, but I'm going to reserve that for candy to talk about. Our April Story Walk, our friends at Boone Edge, you know, we put those in March. There are some really cool stories out there. So you can go out there at some Mocos Park to read those stories as well. So lots of stuff going on. We're busy, you know, kind of gearing up for summer.
For those that don't know, Story Walk, pull into the parking lot at the swimming pool, and it starts there, and you can walk off to the south, come back.
Yes, it's very good. There's lots of really good stories that were created by local students, so we're very happy about that as well. So.
I was going to say, last year, when, because I always considered May to be that transition month for you, but you did a lot of mental health stuff last. Are we expecting the same this year?
Yeah, we're gonna do. You know, it may not be as extensive like last year, but there will be stuff happening, and that information will be released. You know, periodically throughout the month of April. We're gonna have a lunch and learn. We got the Wisdom Project, and then we'll have some story times and other programs related to that as well. So, and then of course transition to summer reading too. So. Lots of good stuff.
Let me switch over to Rhonda.
Rhonda,
what's going on for the tweens and teens?
Happening, continuing yoga Wednesdays and Fridays. And our Mindful Mondays will be every Monday in April except for April 8th. So it'll still be four Mondays because there's actually five Mondays in April, but just not on the 8th. And that's at 7 o'clock every Monday. And you can attend that in person or you can do that via Zoom. And that's definitely like a teen and adult program for that age group. For National Library Week, we are having a special day where we're celebrating Beverly Cleary and Ramona. I know I grew up on those books and love them so much. And there is actually a special commemorative day every year, and it's typically on the 12th, but we're celebrating it a day early on Thursday, so it's easier for people to come to at 4 p.m. So DEAR is what it's called, and it stands for Drop Everything and Read Day.
Okay.
So we're going to have some snacks. We'll have some Ramona Quimby-related activities, and we're going to have a memoir on Beverly Cleary and her career playing, and also watch an episode or two of the 1980s Ramona TV series that was out. So that will kind of appeal to all ages, you know, for the tweens that are currently reading her books, but also the nostalgic adults like myself who grew up on her books. I think it's just a special way to celebrate that. So, and I will say that I've been actually rereading some of her books that I mean, I read all the Ramona books growing up and Ralph S. Mouse, but I never read the Henry Huggins series, so I have actually been going through and reading those now, and it's really nice, you know, it, even as an adult, to go back and read some of those childhood stories.
I had a discussion, my wife and I were talking about it because she was, well, she actually found a copy, believe it or not, of The Boys in the Boat, so she's been reading that. But
nice.
Yeah, but we talked about some of the other kids, other adults we know that go back and, you know, I read this as a kid, now I'm going to read it again just because. So.
Well, I think you just get something different out of it, you know, when you read it from an adult perspective. So, yeah, so that is Thursday, April the 11th at 4 p.m. for that event. We're doing our tween and teen book box as we do every month, so registration and sign-up is open now for that. There's 15 spots, and it will have spring theme, and you get a mystery book checked out to you and a snack and an activity or item that goes with the theme. So we've had a lot of tweens and teens excited about those. They really enjoy those. So that, and then you pick those up starting on Monday, April the 15th. And then any time after that, they'll be ready for you to come and pick up that book box.
All right, good.
So, yeah, and then we are we have a kids and tweens yoga series that we've started on the third Thursday every month. And with the eclipse this month, we're doing a space theme this time. So bring a exercise mat if you have one, but if you don't have one, that's okay. And just come on out, and we pull it up virtually on our one screen. And we just all move together and have some fun, and it's really neat. It's very visual and story-based, So it makes it more fun to move around. And yeah, so, and then Lego Club has been extremely successful. So that is the third Wednesday every month. So this month it'll be on the 17th, and that's a drop-in program because that's an early out day. So that starts at 2 o'clock, but you can come anytime. We usually leave them set up till about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So, yeah, and the Saturday story times this month, the first one is April the 6th at 10 a.m., and that's going to be an Earth theme. We're calling it Love My Earth Story Time, and Navab will be our special guest for that story time, so she'll be here to read a story as well as myself and have some music and a really fun craft activity afterwards. And then the second Saturday story time of the month will be on Saturday, April the 20th, again at 10 a.m., and this one is going to be a George Strait story time. Since George Strait will be coming to Ames next the month after in May, we thought it might be kind of fun to celebrate that. And we have a video recording of him reading a book that we have here at our library. So we will pull that up, and you can watch and listen to George Strait read a story. And I will have the book as well, so you could see the pages as he's reading them. And we are so excited to announce that Miss Rodeo Iowa will be here with us for that story time. And she will also be reading a story and also leading a really special, fun Western craft after that story time. So,
right.
And we're encouraging kids to come out and wear their cowboy hats and cowboy boots if they have them. I'll have my cowboy hat on that day, too. So that'll be really fun. We're looking forward to that. Anime manga, again, the fourth Wednesday every month at 4 p.m., and that is for teens. We always put ramen out for them to eat, the newest manga that we have at the library they can check out, and then we put an anime up on the screen for them to watch and just hang out and have fun with their friends that like the same things that they do. So. Yeah.
It's great. That's a busy time.
It is. It is. Busy but fun.
Plenty to do. Candy, what's going on the adult side of things?
Well, I want to just backtrack quickly to last Saturday when we had a quilting bee upstairs. Karen Grote led a group of women who could stop in during the time the library was open. Our goal is to create a quilt that looks like shelves of books, and they got a good start. We were hoping to make 25 blocks, and we have 9 completed. So we will be having future quilting bees because we want to get the quilt put together and then raffle it off with the proceeds to come to the library.
Sure.
So we'll be just keep watching our calendar and listen to the radio. We'll let you know when the next one's coming up. We're so happy that the Iowa State Extension here in Boone has loaned us the use of 6 sewing machines because we couldn't have done this project without them.
Okay. And do you have some pretty hardcore quilters and stuff working on this?
But we also have, I know of one woman who really, really wants to learn how to quilt.
Sure.
But she's learning, and this lets her make mistakes. And it's a slower process. It's very easy. It's all straight seams. And she's building the confidence so that she can do it herself at home. Because sometimes you look at that project and it's just daunting.
I know. So. You go, oh, no. But if you've got some people around her that know what they're doing, that's a lot of free advice and free education.
It is. It is. So we're happy that Karen can come and teach everybody and it's a wonderful program.
All right. I know you got a lot of other things to talk
about.
Here
we go. Yep. And Monday night is Dementia Support Group. They meet in the fireplace room at 6 p.m. They'll also meet on Saturday the 27th at 11 a.m. And they always meet in the fireplace room. There's a nice group of people that come, and Heidi Kennedy leads that group. Also Monday night we'll have kitchen garden planning and planting with Nicole Jonas from Red Granite Farm. And you can sign up on our website for that. I'm limiting it to 50 people, and we're well over 30. And she'll be telling you how you can incorporate vegetables into your landscaping to have an edible landscape.
Oh, sure.
So we'll be offering two free seed packages when you come. You need to register, and then you can come Monday night at 6:30. The seed catalog does return on Tuesday then, where we have the old card catalog that I resurrected, and it's on the main floor right now. It has beads in it, but starting Tuesday, April 2nd, it will have seeds in it, and you'll be able to come in and pick up a package of seeds and make sure you mark on the calendar that you participated. And we also take donations of seeds. If you don't plant all the ones or you have extra, please bring them by the main desk, and we'll put them in the seed catalog.
All right.
We have a successful program that's been going on the last couple of weeks called Hey, Let's Crochet. It is full. We have 10 women and kids. We have some kids, too, that are learning how to crochet, and Penny Vossler is leading that group. I do have a wait list, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to offer it again in the future because it seems to be very popular. And we've had some wonderful women that have joined us to help Penny so the participants can have a little bit more one-on-one help.
Sure, sure.
On Monday the 8th is a craft donation day. Please bring by your crafts. We're always welcome to add them to our table. We are moving fresh conversations that we have with Aging Resources of Central Iowa from the fourth Monday to the second Monday, and not at 10 a.m., but in the afternoon at 1:30.
Oh.
So a little bit of a change. It's the same program. You can either participate at home on Zoom. You can go to Eastern Star Wellness Center. They won't charge you. You can just walk in. It's a great partnership, and we welcome that. Or you can come upstairs to the library and watch it with me. And I think next month we'll be talking again about processed foods and the effect it has on your body.
Changing the time and the date and stuff, is it just mostly to a different opportunity for people, or they did have a scheduling thing they needed to do or something?
Yes, we're trying to accommodate more people. We have a nice following that comes at the Wellness Center, but they have more people that sometimes come in the afternoon that said they would be willing to come, but they're not. They don't want to come twice a day.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
We get that, yeah.
Okay. So
we're going to move it around a little bit, and we hope that you join us.
Okay.
On Tuesday the 9th, we're partnering with the Ledges because it's their 100th anniversary, and we'll be offering a program called Shepherd of the Hills with Andy Bartlett at 6:30 p.m. upstairs in the second floor meeting room. And he'll be talking about the life and legacy of Carl Fritz Hennings, who was the first custodian of the Ledges. The Friends of the Ledges will also be there and telling a little bit about their organization, and they'll have a drawing for 3 centennial T-shirts. So you don't need to register. Yeah. You just need to show up that night.
Okay.
On the 16th, we have a program called a Wall Pocket Craft Night, and Kim Smith will be joining us. You can create a wall pocket. It's limited to 9 people. You can register on our website. It will also be offered again in May. I don't have the date right in front of me, but I think it's about the fourth Tuesday. It'll be offered again in May for another 9 people.
Okay.
It was just a better way to split up so we can work with a smaller group. That's at 6 o'clock. On Saturday the 20th, I wanted to make sure everybody knows that the Friends of Erickson Public Library is having a jigsaw puzzle competition. At sign in. It starts at 9:30, but you need to sign in at 9:15. The goal is to be the first team to put together a 1,000-piece puzzle to win a prize. The cost for the fundraiser is $40 for a team of 5 people. If you don't have a team of 5 people, that's okay. Just come on in, sign up. There's a sign up across from the main desk, and we'll help you find a team of people. But good fundraiser, a lot of fun, a lot of good competition. They might not get the whole puzzle put together by 1 o'clock, but they put the same puzzle out, and whichever team gets the furthest along.
Okay. But those are fun. They're just fun to do.
It is.
Yeah.
And we are trying to offer some more puzzles at the library. We have one right now that somebody brought in, and it's been completed of the Parks of the United States. And so probably next week we'll be putting out a different one. And it's also located on the main floor. So if you like to put in a few pieces, stop by and we'll let you do that.
Okay.
Also, Writer's Workshop meets on the 20th at 9:30. 22nd, again, is another craft donation day. Tuesday the 23rd, we're having a program called Rosie the Riveters with Linda McCann. Rhonda actually lined that up, and this woman will come, and she's a Iowa woman, and she goes around to libraries, and she's written a lot of books. And this one, she'll be talking about the women in Iowa who went to work during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
She'll have books available for $20, cash or check only, and it's upstairs in the meeting room. So we've had her before. She's very informative. And some people maybe have attended other programs of hers.
Sure. But,
great lady to have, so she'll be coming. But then we also have family fun that night downstairs for the kiddos, and we'll have Eric Foley there. He's from Freedom Tree Care. He's going to be giving us some tree planting tips because it's, I think it's Earth Week that week, and it's also Arbor Day.
Arbor Day coming up on the 26th,
and all those 200-plus people that signed up for free trees for their kids, they should be coming that week. So I'm hoping that you can stop in, hear what Eric has to talk about, planting some trees. We'll have a few stories. We'll have a craft. And then you can, hopefully your tree will be here and you can pick it up that night.
All righty.
Busy night.
You got a lot of busy things going on.
We got a lot of stuff going on. And downstairs, please excuse their mess. They are getting a new counter and some new carpet. So you might feel a little displaced down there. I know the staff does, but it should be coming together within the next week or so.
And want to say, high traffic area down there. So just, again, a little patience, right?
Yeah. And yes, and going back to the free trees, you will be getting an email, and I'll be putting that on Facebook, or you might get a phone call when they come. They haven't notified me of a date yet, so I know it'll be right around Arbor Day.
Okay.
The last thing I have to talk about is I just put out a new grab-and-go upstairs across from the main desk for adults. You can stop in, pick it up. It's a little complicated. You're not going to finish it in 15 minutes, so just... watch the video I put on Facebook. Have a good laugh watching that, and you can do this project. If I can do it, you can do it. So
okay.
So. And if you do not find something to do at Erickson Public Library in the month of April, we only have 2 days on this calendar that don't have anything listed.
That's when you come in and rest.
We have something for everybody.
It is. There's all kinds of things happening all month long. And while all this is going on, got to ask you guys yet, too. Still a lot of planning going in for the summer reading program.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's trying to line up program presenters and put together prizes. And are we doing reading minutes? Are we doing bingo? What are we doing?
Yeah.
We'll be partnering with the municipal band again. Hopefully to bring our program more out
sure.
to the pavilion. We have some concerts lined up. So, yeah, besides doing all this every month, we're working towards summer reading. So.
Still got that. All of the fun things. And, again, with Library Week coming up, people, if you haven't been to the library, please stop. And remember, library cards are free.
Yep, and you can get your free eclipse glasses. You can pick up a calendar. We have tax forms.
Okay.
We have something for everything.
There we go.
One-stop shop.
Yes, it is. Hey, I appreciate you guys taking time. Mr. Z left because he had to go deliver puppets to the Ledges Elementary.
There you go.
They're having puppet shows going on today. So anyway, that's what he took off. So, hey, I do appreciate you taking time to let us know what's happening at the library. And again, people, stop in. Remember, they're closed Friday, but they'll be open Saturday and then again next week. And stop and get if you're going to be one of those standing outside looking at the eclipse, get the glasses, okay? Be safe. Thanks so much for joining us this month.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
That's our program today from the Erickson Public Library.